All right, I'm going to cheat a little bit. Turn your Bibles in Psalms chapter 12 while I give the instructions for the shotgun preaching before I start the timer. All right, Psalms chapter number 12. I'm going to go first, and then after that, Elijah will go. And after that, Brother Bobby's going to go. And then Brother Carl and then my dad could finish us up this morning. Psalms chapter 12, and we'll have about 10 minutes each, guys. About 10 minutes each. Elijah, you got 8 minutes, all right? All right, Psalms chapter number 12. I'm starting the timer on myself. I taught this morning in Sunday school a little bit about, along the lines of the King James Bible, exposing some errors in some of the other Bible versions, but this was on my heart this morning. Psalms chapter 12, verse number 6. The Bible said, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them," speaking of the words of God. "Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." It says the words of the Lord are pure words. They're absolutely perfect. And there are so many different Bible versions on the market today. They cannot all be perfect because they're not the same. Two things that are not the same, two things that are different cannot be the same. And they are not the same. They say different things. They have different Bible doctrines, different teachings, different names for Christ, different names for Lucifer. They cannot be the same thing. And so there is a perfect word of God that the Bible said has been preserved until today. It's still preserved. And so I'm thankful. I believe that we have that book holding in our hands this morning in the King James Bible. There's only one. It says it's silver tried in a furnace of earth. This Bible has stood the test of time. It is still here today and it still stands. I'm thankful for my Bible. It says purified seven times. There's a lot that I could teach on this subject. I taught some in Sunday school. If you missed it this morning, they got recorded online. But purified seven times. Here's just two different instances of seven when it comes to the Bible. It was purified and it was kept and preserved through seven different languages. When the Bible gives the word seven, man, it's right on the nose that it was purified seven times. It was in the Hebrew language. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew. Aramaic, there was some in Daniel and Ezra written in Aramaic. It was the Greek, the New Testament was written in Greek. Syriac, Latin, German, and English are the seven translations that the Bible has been preserved through. And during each one of those seven languages, that was the predominant language of the day. And today, the trade language around the world is English. And so God preserved His book through the English King James Bible. And there's people that say, well, what about these people that speak other languages? You take the English King James and you translate into their language. You don't go back to the Greek and Hebrew. Use the English King James to go into their language, or you teach them to speak English. "Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." God promised to forever preserve His Word. I said it in Sunday school this morning. If God can't keep a book perfect, how in the world is He going to keep me perfect? When I sin against Him and I mess up, we have a perfect Bible. Now go with me to Psalms chapter 119 and do not get scared. That is the longest chapter in your Bible. And I just want to give you this thought from this chapter very quickly, and then we'll let Elijah get up here and preach for a few minutes. And as these other preachers come to preach, you help them. Amen or oh me, amen? Amen. All right, thank you, Brother Carl. All right, Psalms 119, longest chapter in your Bible. And guess what this chapter is all about? God has magnified His Word above His own name. We're going to read that verse in just a second. Psalms chapter 119. This entire chapter is about the Word of God. God dedicated the longest song that has ever been sung and the longest chapter in your Bible to the perfect and inerrant Word of God. God Himself is mentioned in every single verse in this chapter with the exception of one verse. God is mentioned in every verse. The very first verse said, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord." This very chapter, there is a blessing attached to it. And I don't know about you, but I enjoy being blessed of God. And when you honor God's book, He will honor and bless you. I've seen that come true time and time again. God is mentioned in every verse except one, and the Word of God in some way, shape, or form is referenced in every verse with the exception of three in all of the verses of Psalms 119. So I just want to give you this very quickly. I've got just 5 minutes left. I'm going to run through here super fast. But David, or the psalmist, refers to the revealed Word of God, and he used 9 different descriptors to define or to talk about or reveal the characteristic of the written Word of God. First of all, he uses the word law 25 times. That means to direct, to guide, to instruct. When we think about the law, we think about the divine teachings, and we think about all that God includes in there for the duty of man in regard to His Word. The law is the revealed will of God for the life of man. If you want to know the will of God for your life, you've got to get in the Word of God. You've got to get in the Bible. If you want to know how to raise your family, if you want to know who to marry, if you want to know where to go to school, if you want to know what job to take, you get in the Bible. It's referred to as the law 25 times. It's referred to as the Word in Psalms 119 24 times. That means to set forth in speech. This tells us the Bible is the Word of God Himself. Something He wants to tell us. Judgments is mentioned 23 times. That means to set upright, to govern, or to judge. This book keeps us right with God. If we would judge ourselves, God wouldn't have to do it if we'd use this book. Testimonies occurs 23 times. It means to bear witness, to testify. The law is God's constant witness to God's people. We can read in the Old Testament, I don't have time to preach this, but as we read through there, we see man messing up and God helping them. And guess what? I can see myself in there. I said, man, I mess up, and God can help me, and God can strengthen me. It's a testimony to what God can do in your life. Statutes is mentioned 22 times. Statutes means to engrave, to inscribe, to decree. God's statutes are definite, they are firm, they are resolute, and they are forever. The statutes of God. You cannot pull this statute down. I know it's a different statute, but you can't pull it down anyway. Commandment occurs 22 times. All these are words that David uses to describe the Word of God. Commandment, 22 times. It means an order issued with all due authority. The Word of God is a definite command, and it is given with all authority. You can believe the words that are on this page. It's a commandment. The Bible calls it here in Psalms 119, precepts. Precepts occurs 21 times. That word means to place in trust. And every time you find precepts in Psalms 119, it's plural. It's a plurality. God's precepts have been entrusted to man. It has been entrusted to us. Do you realize you hold in your lap the very words of God? You hold in your lap this book that can help keep people from hell, save people from their sins. What a powerful book it is. The precepts. We're supposed to hear them, we're supposed to heed them, and we're supposed to herald them. Tell everybody about Jesus Christ and about this book. Not only do we find these descriptors of the Word, but also two more. It is listed and named as a saying 19 times. And that in the context means to bring to light, to bring to light. We read this book and man, it opens up. It is a light unto our feet. It is a lamp unto our feet. It will guide us. It'll breathe things to light. It's a saying that we need to listen to. And last of all, it's a way. It's a way. And that is mentioned 13 times in Psalms 119. When you think about the word way in context, it means a road to be trodden, a course of action marked out by God's law. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And this book is the way.
Amen.
This is the way that we ought to go. And so I'm thankful today that we have a Bible. We have a written way. You do not have to wander around this world not knowing what to do. We have a way shown to us. And it is all found in the Word of God. Psalms 138:2. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. And thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. And my time's up. If God puts that much emphasis on this book, don't you think we should?
Amen.
I love my Bible. I pray that you love yours too. Elijah, come on, come preach.